Thank you very much. It is wonderful to be back with you all. And I thought we'd start with a little game, test you all out, see how observant you are, how good you are at recognizing things. So I want you to see if you can work out who I am. Hang on a second. I'll just put this on, if I can remember how I put it down here. I think Andy's kicked it. Oh, I've got a bit more as well. Let's do this. Oh, no. That's not a good start, is it?
What? Anyone know who I am? Who am I? You can shout out, don't be scared. I'll turn around. Linda here says Batman. Well done, Linda.
Maybe I can hear her because she's close. I don't know. Let's try another one. That one might have been a bit tricky. Let me try. Okay, this one. Cat! They're very good. Okay, this time no props. See if you can work out who I am.
Yow, me hearties!
A pirate! Yeah, really well done. Now, how did you know who I was being in each of those occasions? Does anyone know? Yeah. Because you saw a bat, so I looked like Batman. Yeah, on that last one though, what was it that made you know I was a pirate?
The smell.
The smell. Exactly. I've been working for weeks to make this an authentic experience for the front row. Yeah, it was the R, wasn't it? That's what pirates do. I was acting like a pirate. And there's a word that we use for acting like something. It's this word, imitate. It's a word the Bible uses, and it's a word we're looking at today. To imitate something means to act like something. We're going to hear about that in the Bible in just a second. But what is it to imitate? What is it to act like someone? Maybe you can help me out or give some actions. We've done some shouting. Let's do some actions. What would you do if you wanted to act like the Queen? What might you do? Everyone went straight for the wave. Yeah, I thought maybe also that kind of shuffly walk she does, you know. What about this one? What would you do if you were Darth Vader? Yeah, some lightsabers, some force. If you could speak, you might do the... Now, what is it that makes us think of that person when we do those things? Now, I'll let you in on a secret here. I've got 2 degrees in acting-based subjects because I knew how to spend my money at university. And here's the secret. Acting is just copying. If you want to act like someone, you just copy what they do. If you want to act like the Queen, you copy that wave that she does. You copy what people do. That's what imitating is. It's kind of copying. But why would we want to do it? Why would we imitate? Why would we want to act like someone else? You know, there's that good kind of copying and that bad kind of copying, don't you? Have you ever, with your sibling, your brother or your sister, they do that thing where they repeat everything you're saying? You go, Mom, she's copying me. Mom, she's copying me. Stop it, stop it, stop it, stop it. You know that thing? That's the bad kind of copying. We've probably all done that, and we've probably all had someone do that to us. But there's a good kind of copying as well, and it's one that we might not realize we do. We do it all the time, and we've been doing it since we were born. We copy to learn. We copy to learn. I'll show you what I mean. I'll put my mask on. I'm going to come out. Can everyone see this board here? I know you guys can't. I'm very sorry. You'll have to catch up online. Can everyone see this board? We'll move it a little bit. Whoa. Make it nice and hard for the... We can't get everyone. That's okay. Thank you, Dazzling Assistant. You may take a seat. Round of applause for the Dazzling Assistant. Now, this is where your pencils and paper come in handy. So at the end of the row, there should have been pencils and... paper. Have a look now, see if you can find it. If you've got your own pencils and paper, you can use that as well. Now, who thinks they can draw? A couple of younger folk. Not many adults. Now, I reckon you can all draw, but we're going to teach you how, and we're going to just do that by copying. We're going to learn to draw a couple of people. So this is for adults, children, everyone can learn to draw. So I want you to take your pencil and your paper. I want you to start with a little sausage type thing, like a really long C, like that. And then you're above that, you're going to write 66, but color the sixes in. It's not hard to draw, I promise. On the other side, another little C with a line. Under the nose, a little smile. Very good. Getting trickier now. Up above the top, some lines all the way down like that. Just to the side of the mouth, little line down. On the other side, little line down. Around the neck, line, line. How's everyone done? As they finish up, hold it up when you finish drawing. Let's see what people... Very good. This is Spike. And if we shared them around, we'd probably all have a very similar looking picture. Who would like to do another one? Yeah? Let's do another one. This is a different character. I call this one George. Starts exactly the same. Little sausage. Different eyes this time. Two circles. With dots in them. You can make them as big or as small as you like. Little bridge. Same ear over the other side. This time with a line from the circles to the ear. You'll like this bit. This bit's good. Little squiggle. And another little squiggle on the glasses. There we go. You might start to think you know who this person is. You kind of start to recognize them, don't you? Little dome over the top. Be good if you guys, are you trying it with just the instructions? That's really good. Well, have a look what yours look like at the end. See if you can just do a couple of things. Then one there, same finish again. This is George. So let's see your Georges. Very good. Lots of good personalities and all very similar. George is back here. Everyone got a George? No. Okay, one more. This one's a good one. Same start as Spike, nose and 66. And see if you can recognize who this one is as we go. Same ear over the other side as well. Very similar to Spike. But this time, instead of straight lines, wiggly lines. Like that. Then under the nose, some kind of brackets with some lines. Line, line. Shoulders again. Anyone know who you've drawn? Einstein. What, and you've drawn it? Really good job. Let's see your Einsteins. And there you go. Now who thinks they can draw? Now you could go home. You could go home and you could do those same drawings. They're not hard to do, and actually you could use the different elements. You know, you've got Spike's eyes and nose there that make a completely different character. So you can all draw now, and all you did was copy me. But you could go home and you could do the exact same thing. The more you copied me, the better you'd get. And again, until you get better and better, until you would be able to do it without me at all. That's always been the way throughout our lives. We learn to walk and talk and do everything probably by copying our parents or by looking what our teachers do at school. Whatever we've learned, at some point, we've probably copied someone else, whether that's a tutorial on YouTube, watching our friends and family, or just seeing how others behave and doing what they do. Imitating others, those we want to be like, will help us actually be more like them until we're not copying anymore. It's who we are too. Then maybe people will imitate us as well. We learn by copying. And when we want to be like someone, we copy what they do, but who is it that we should copy? What sort of person should we copy? We could probably think of a few sort of people. If you wanted to be good at football, you might copy Lionel Messi. If you wanted to be good at dancing, you might copy the ballet that you've been to see before. If you want to be really kind, you might copy kind things that you see people do. But the Bible gives us the best person to imitate, someone we can all want to be like. And we're going to hear from the Bible now and see if you can hear the word imitate and see if you can hear who it is we want to be like. Molly's going to come and read for us, and then we'll hear a bit more.
Thessalonians 1, verses 4 through 10, and then we will skip directly to chapter 2, verses 13 through 16. For we know, brothers loved by God, that he has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. In spite of severe suffering, you welcomed the message with joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. And we also thank God continually because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as it actually is, the word of God, which is at work in you who believe. For you, brothers, became imitators of God's churches in Judea, which are in Christ Jesus. You suffered from your own countrymen the same things that those churches suffered from the Jews, who killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and also drove us out. They displease God and are hostile to all men in their effort to keep us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. In this way, they always heap up their sins to the limit. The wrath of God has come upon them at last.
Thank you, Molly. Now, the adults in here over the last few weeks have been looking at this letter that we've just heard read. It was a letter written to a church in Thessalonica by a man called Paul. And Paul met Jesus after he rose from the dead. And then what he wanted to do was tell everyone about Jesus. So he went all around the place to all these different countries and started churches. And then he would visit those churches and see how everyone was getting on. And then when he wasn't there, he'd write to those churches, just like this letter, so they could learn what being a follower of Jesus was like. And what's one way that we know we could learn how to do something? Imitate. It's on the screen. It was a bit of a cheat one, wasn't it? Now, did you hear the word imitate in the reading we just had? It was there twice. Twice, Paul says, they became imitators. They copied someone else. And as we look at who they imitated, we can see we should do the same. So the question is, imitate who? Now, Paul said the Thessalonians were imitators twice, but who were they imitating? We might hope for one name, but we get three. They're imitators of Paul and his friends, the Lord Jesus, and the churches in Judea. That's what he said. Now, don't know about you, but how can you copy three different people? I can't be Batman, a cat, and a pirate all at once. It doesn't work. In fact, how can you copy multiple churches? And how can you copy someone you've never met? They hadn't met the churches in Judea. They hadn't even met Jesus. It'd be a bit like me saying, can you pretend to be my friend Sam? You can't do it. You've never met Sam. How would you know what to do? And how can they imitate anyone other than Paul, who they had met? Now, we're going to play a game to see how this might work out. I've realized a fundamental flaw with it is I was going to make silly faces and get you to copy them, but we've got a problem with that. So we're going to do hand gestures instead. So we'll start with everyone all together. I just want you to copy what I do, okay? Very simple. Very good. Easy to imitate when it's right in front of you. Yeah, very good. Now what we're going to do is we're going to block one half of the church. So I don't think anyone over there can now see my hand. Can everyone over here see the hand? Yeah? Great. So we're going to do another hand gesture. You guys are going to copy it to them. And we're going to see if they get it right. Make sense? Okay. Ready? Here we go. Very good. Now let's see if we can get a quicker reaction the other way. You guys ready this time? Let's cover them up. Very good. See, we're natural imitators. Now, you were able to imitate me even when you couldn't see me because you were imitating those who had seen me and knew what I was doing. And that's what Paul says here to the Thessalonians. It's not that they try and copy lots of different people. They don't have to be Jesus and the church and Paul all at the same time. But actually, all of those people are imitating the same one person. The church in Thessalonica, they were imitating Paul and his friends. The churches in Judea, they were imitating the disciples. Now, how could those churches look the same when they weren't, they'd been started by different people? They were imitating different people. Well, because Paul and his friends and the disciples were all imitating one person, Jesus. And that's who we want to imitate too. Jesus said a few things about this when he was doing his ministry on earth. He said simply, come and follow me. He said he was giving an example so that people should see as he has done and do as he has done. He said the student is not like the teacher, but a student who is fully trained will be like the teacher. In other words, those who follow Jesus follow him in more than just direction. They follow him in his ways, in his actions, in how he treats people, how he loves people. They are his students looking at his example and trying to be like him. So we know that Jesus calls people to follow him. We know that Paul, the Thessalonians, the churches in Judea, and the apostles were all doing that. But how do we imitate Jesus? We want to imitate God, Jesus, and copy and act like him because he was God amongst us. Now, God always wanted to make people like him. It says right at the beginning of the Bible that God made people in his image. And Jesus shows us how we can be more like him. As we read our Bibles, we can hear about stories of Jesus and think how we might act in the same situation. Jesus loved people who were completely different from him, and when other people didn't really like him. Maybe if we want to be like Jesus, we can think of people like that and how we might love them and treat them. Jesus washed his disciples' smelly, yucky, mucky feet after they'd been out on the road all day for no reason other than he loved them and wanted to serve them. If we want to be like Jesus, maybe we need to not think about what we want first, but what we can do for other people. Ultimately, Jesus sacrificed his own life for us, even though we didn't deserve it. If we want to be like Jesus, maybe we need to do hard things, things that are sad or painful, to help others, even if it doesn't help us and even if we don't think they deserve it. Now, we might think that sounds hard. In fact, Paul was writing this letter to the Thessalonians because it's really hard. We don't want to do these things. We want to think about ourselves. We don't want to do stuff we don't want to do. But ever since God created people in his image, that's been the way. God created man in his image, and then they turned their back on him. After Jesus died, though, he promised to send a helper, his spirit, to guide us, help us, and make us more like him, to work within us. As we look at Jesus' example in the Bible, how he lived, the Holy Spirit works through us and helps us to be more like him, to help us to imitate him. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's really, really hard. Sometimes we forget what Jesus was like. We need to be reminded. We need to go back to the Bible. And sometimes, like for the churches in Thessalonica and Judea, people were really horrible to those who are like Jesus. And so it can be really hard because people are nasty and violent and mean to people who love Jesus. And that's when we need help more than ever. So we pray, we trust in the Holy Spirit to keep helping us be more like Jesus, and we keep turning to our Bibles so we can see what he would do and what he is like. You know, at the beginning, I dressed up as these characters, and that was part of how you knew who I was pretending to be. The Bible says when we copy Jesus, when we imitate Jesus, it's like we're putting Jesus on. It's like we're wearing him in a sense. So when people look at us, they're looking at Jesus. When we copy him, a bit like our drawing, we learn to be more and more like him until we're not really copying anymore, but it's part of who we are and what we do. And we do it even though it's hard because Jesus was God. He was the greatest person who ever walked the earth, and he wanted to bring us back to God. When we trust him, we want to be like him, and the Holy Spirit helps us to do that. So we're going to pray now to the Holy Spirit, to God, to help us to be like Jesus, and then Andy's going to help us plan how we're going to go and sing. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus, the example we can all have on how to be more like you, how we can learn to love you and love others as you love. Father, help us as we read our Bibles to see Jesus' example, to live more like that. Would your Spirit work within us through your word so that we may be more like Jesus each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.